Welcome to AU to AZ, also known as Australia to Arizona. Who are we?
Hello, I'm Jenny Ashby, and I'm a leading teacher in Epsom Primary School, also an ICT specialist, peer coach, and reading recovery teacher. I'm also a founding member of the Slide to Learn team. And with me, I have...
Rodney Turner. I'm a technology integration specialist in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm an 11-year veteran teacher in one district. In my district, I'm a veteran by almost 8 years. But anyway, I love my job so much that I lobby for it to return to it the second time. Sweet deal, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I'd say, I don't know about the veteran part. I'm not going to touch into that area, but just let's say I think you're just out of your apprenticeship.
Oh.
You're beginning.
Well, thank you.
That's good. You're out of the past the 7 year and all that sort of thing. So here we are doing a podcast across the miles, across the Pacific, which is going to be interesting.
17 hours apart.
Yes. And we have lots of things in common and lots of things different. Like you say...
Tomato.
And I say tomato. You say...
Ames.
And I say NAPLAN. You say...
Common Core.
And I say Australian Curriculum. You say...
Elementary.
And I say primary. But we both say...
Learning.
Yes, and we're both thinking about learning all the time and how we can embed ICT into learning.
I love learning. I do it every day.
Yeah, it's very hard to live without learning, isn't it? So why did you think you'd take on this project, Rodney?
Well, I did it. I did it because I've always wanted to share in a different way. Currently, I tweet, Plurk, Facebook, G+, and every once in a while I'll blog and I'll comment on blogs, but not by myself. So I've listened to podcasts, lots of really great podcasts, many different places. The one that comes to my mind, first of all, is the Smart Board podcast by Ben Hazard and Joan Badger. Great podcast. But I noticed that they're with two people. So I guess that's why I think I dragged Jennifer into this endeavor.
Yes. And I really like the global perspective that we're going to have, because often we will Skype and talk about things and compare what's happening in the USA, what's happening in Australia. And I like to have conversations, and when I know the podcasts I listen to, they are usually conversations with a couple of people talking about things, like the EdTech crew, who I often listen to and try and follow their technology. But conversations are great because you can listen and it's more interesting, isn't it?
Yes, you get to identify with either side, or you see where both sides are or they're not. So I just like listening to conversations.
And this is another example where a little thing like Twitter actually brings people together and makes connections around the world, global connections, because I think we came across each other on Twitter and then met at Mobile 2012. And from there we've done a couple of school projects and now the podcast.
Yeah, we met in Phoenix, Arizona in 2012. It was great.
So, on to today's podcast, Rodney. Today we're going to be talking about, in episode number one, creating. And I have this little saying, and I'm sure someone else said it. So if any listeners out there, our three listeners will have Rodney. If any of those three people can tell us who said this, I'd really like to know, because I'm sure it's not me. But I think to memorize is to know. To create is to understand. And today we're talking about creating and using technology.
I really like that, because if you just memorize something, you just know it. You're not involved in it. It's just something that's ingrained. But when you create something with what you know, you actually truly understand what's going on. So I like that saying.
And there are some things you do just have to know, but they're usually very low-level things. Once you know them, you can use those to go further and understand.
6 times 8.
Yes. So even 6 times 8, I think you have to understand something a bit more than 1 plus 1. So as to creating, I thought I would actually this week walk the talk. So what does that mean, Rodney?
Walk the talk means if you're going to create, if we're talking about creating, then you've got to create something.
Right. And this week I've actually walked the talk because I have done a professional development with my teachers here at my school. We have 180 students and we have about 10 teachers.
Really?
And this week I did a professional development with them, which was wonderful because we've had some industrial action that has meant teachers were not attending any meetings, which made it very hard. So I did my professional development about using ICT for creating, and in particular this week we looked at the iPads.
Now, Jenny, I have to clarify, ICT. We're going to be doing a lot of alphabet stuff, so what's ICT?
ICT is information and communication technologies.
Huh.
So we say information and communication technologies. What do you call it?
CTE is what we call it. Computer and technology education.
Okay.
But I think it's a little bit different the way that you guys see it. But it may be the same. I'm not sure.
Yeah, quite often we're not using computers these days. But anyway, so I walked the talk by doing this professional development with my teachers and talking about creating and with the students as well, so that this term, this year, in fact, I took off all the skill and drill apps off the iPads.
Gasp!
Yes, so there were no babysitter apps, and the only things on there are the creative apps that where you're creating things.
You're making those teachers work.
They have to be creating lots of things, using things like Explain Everything, iMovie, Book Creator, Toontastic, and Strip Designer. And using basically apps that come empty, don't they? And you've got to put stuff into them.
Yeah. You have to create your folders.
Yes, and create and show that you understand things. So the students have been, you know, they're always willing to do things. It's the teachers you need to turn on, isn't it?
Yes, you do. To turn back on the creation switch.
We've had some really good examples of different things, and teachers have seen straight away lots of things that the children have done and said when they're making their recordings about their learning that they would never have found out from a test.
Really?
Especially when they're adding audio.
Do you have an example for us?
A simple example is on your iPhone or iPod or something, there's a little weather program that comes on it.
Uh-huh.
Gives you all the temperatures, you know, you put different cities around the world.
Yeah.
So we'd had the up on the big board and looked at the different temperatures, and this was in grade 1 and 2, and we talked about maximum and minimum temperatures and what all that meant. And then we're looking at the largest and the smallest, the hottest and the coldest, comparing different parts of the world and where it was day and where it was night and all that sort of thing. And they had to go away, and I'd sent some screenshots around by email to all the iPads. So they went in there and got a screenshot, and they put it into Book Creator, and then they had to be the weather person and record their voice saying today in New York and say the temperature, and then go on to all the 6 days of the week and say the numbers, read the numbers, and the maximum and minimum temperatures. And it was interesting because one pair of girls both said it was 20.8. And actually the maximum temperature was 20 and the minimum was 8. So of all the talking we had done about that's the maximum temperature and that's the minimum temperature, they went away and thought it meant it was 20.8. That was interesting. I wouldn't have picked that up anywhere else. So they're the sorts of things that you pick up when they're putting their audio to it.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask, did they use Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Celsius, of course. Celsius. We live in a modern world in Australia.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Metrics. Everything's metric. So it was very interesting, and luckily everything was in Celsius around the world as well, because then we could compare it easily. So anyway, it was a good example, and you know, and I showed the teacher, and she said, "Oh, gee, look at that! I would never have thought that." And I mean, just the experience of reading numbers out loud, and you can hear them what they're saying. So that was great. What were you doing with creating, Rodney?
Here's what I've done with creating.
Yes.
This week, one of the things that I was able to do and to work on was actually recreating myself. One of the things that I've done is I've actually taken a board and I've put together my main thoughts, my main goals in life, my life stuff, my work stuff, and put it into a way that everything would flow better. So essentially, I guess you can say I created a mind map of how I want my life to work and to be efficient in certain ways. So I know it sounds kind of geeky, but that's one of the things that I've had to do because I felt that it was very important for me to do that. One of the things that I did was I created a blog post that talked about what I know, and I'll make sure that we get a link into the show notes, but yeah, mine was, who are you? And I talked a little bit about who are you, and when I talked about that, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself, and I felt as though that part of who I am, I need to make sure that I create that person.
Yeah, so that sounds like a good plan.
It really was a good plan. So one of the things that I've decided to do is to make sure that I'm a positive person and to go ahead and share that positivity, that positive vibe, that positive attitude with people. So one of the things that I've done is to make sure that every day I create something new or positive and I put it out there. Yeah. So if you follow me on Twitter at Techie Turner or Jenny at JJ Ash, you'll see those positive things that I try to make sure that I send out. Life is so full of negativity nowadays that every once in a while it's good to see a bright light. And I want to make sure that I create that positive attitude in other people.
Yeah, and you were saying it was a bit like a map.
Yes.
Yep. Well, yeah. I found a map that was created by Wesley Fryer, and we've actually put it on the show notes today, but it's a really great map playing with media, and he has like squares for a 4x3 grid, and in each square there's a different thing you might be wanting to create, like some writing or some narrated art, a radio show, a 5-photo story, note-taking, a screencast, a puppet video, and lots of ideas in this one little square of a grid, I mean, of different ideas for doing creation. So that's a great thing that Wes has made. I thought that's perfect for what we're talking about with creation.
Oh, absolutely. Wes Fryer is one of the most creative guys I have met.
Yep, he likes creating and sharing, which is really good, isn't it? Sharing things. So I had mentioned some apps that I'd use on my iPads. Rodney, what would be some different programs you might use on your computers for doing some creating with?
How long do we have? Oh, that's right. We don't have very long.
Three.
Okay. One of the things that I really enjoyed, I actually taught my nephew how to use Photo Story 2.
Yeah?
That's a Microsoft product, but it's still great because what he did was we took pictures. We took a camping trip. And he took pictures, and he took all those pictures, he put them all together in Photo Story, and then he could narrate the ones that he wanted to tell a little bit about what you saw in the picture or what we did, and then at the end, it put everything together. If you wanted music, he could add music. If he didn't want it in there.
Yeah.
There's other features, but that's pretty much what he did. He still has the CD, he still shows it, and he loves it, and that was 6 years ago. Wow. The other one that I like is VoiceThread.
Yeah.
I worked with fourth graders, and one of my first projects that I did with them was a news story, was a tornado. They had to find pictures about a tornado, and then they had to narrate using an actual news, a weather report, a breaking news or a weather report that has happened in the past. And then they had to create it with Photo Story as it flipped through the pictures. They really enjoyed that.
So, Rodney, can you just explain for our listeners how VoiceThread works? Do you need a program?
VoiceThread is a non-platform-based it's a web-based program. They're essentially conversations in the cloud. And what you do is you can put pictures or video into VoiceThread, and other people can comment on them. They're kind of like slides. If you wanted to make a comment and on it, you could use it in four different ways. You can use a microphone, or you can type in text, or you could draw on it. And then you can share. You can share that out with anyone that wanted to. And if you wanted to invite people to write on it or to comment on it, you would share a link with them, the link to your program with them, and they would be able to get in and to see what you have made and make comments themselves in the same way that you created the comment on your slide. Yeah. So that was the program that Jennifer and I used when we worked with a multicultural project.
Yes, we had a go at that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And put up pictures, and each class commented about each other's pictures.
Yeah, it went really well. Not as well as I hoped. I wanted more, but yeah, then again, it was at the end of my school year, but near beginning of a term for you. So it was quite off as far as the timing is concerned. But, you know, that's one of the things that you learn with programs is, okay, when's a better time to make it, especially when you have a 16-hour difference.
The thing about it was, though, it was asynchronous, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which means you can just add to it, and then in the nighttime while you're asleep, the other crowd will add to it, and you wake up and there's more things there, hopefully.
So oh, yes. They really enjoyed that part.
Yeah, you don't have to do it at the same time and have a sleepover. So it worked out well. There's an app for it as well. I guess you can probably use it. I know you can use it on iPad. You can probably use it on Android things as well.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
One of those apps, programs, web-based things that you can do on anywhere. And I really like that because when we're creating, we use a multiple of screens now at my school this year. Each class has three or four different screens they can use to do their work on. Uh-huh. So if they wanted to, they could do it on a laptop, or they could do it on a netbook or an iPad or even an iPod. So they've got lots of choices on what screens to use. So, and I like things when they run on all of them. That makes it good.
Well, I am going to say this. I am a bit jealous because my school district does not have all of those in the majority of classes. And you work at one school and I work at 17 different schools. So my task is a little bit different from yours, even though we have pretty much the similar job, in that I have to get 800 teachers to work together to figure out how to use netbooks or – sorry, we don't have netbooks – how to use laptops or even the computer that's in their classroom as a collaborative and communicative tool. So that's one of the really neat things that I've really enjoyed about talking with you and seeing how it works is when I get a teacher that's really excited, oh, you have that? Let me try it. What do you have? I get to share what I've learned from you and also my professional learning network. Of the different tips and different strategies of how to use it within the classroom.
Some people do call it personal learning network, and they consider it their own personal learning network. It does become very personalized who you have in your network.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you tend to have people that are maybe thinking things that you like to listen to. Sometimes I actually add some people into my network that I may not agree with to make me think more about things. That can be interesting.
That's a little bit difficult, but I understand.
Yeah. Now, you also had down Animoto. Tell me about Animoto.
Essentially, you put in photos and videos. You can upload them from your computer or get them from Facebook or Instagram or, or Google's Picasa, Flickr, or anywhere that you have photos. You put them into the web-based program called Animoto, which there is an app for that too, Android and iPhone, iOS. You create you can select a video style, you can put some music, you can put in some print. You click on upload, and then what it will do is it'll put it all together. It'll create Ken Burns effects, fade in, fade out, along with the type of video style that you have, and you get an Animoto video, and you get to share it with people, anyone that you want to see it.
It's really great, don't they?
It is really great. It's a video. And one of the things that I did with it is I actually created a class, like a class collage with it.
Yeah.
Different kids. And we used a photo editing software called Be Funky. And that the kids really liked that. I took their picture and I said, okay, I'm going to make this effect. Which one do you want? They told me what effect they wanted and how much, the saturation, the hue, and they just really enjoyed it. And then that was their picture that we used for the year. Mm. And it was in the Animoto, and it was on – we were going to use it for our blogs, but that kind of went by the way. Those plans were derailed. But anyway, they really enjoyed it. So when we had the end of the year, we could see who was there and who was not there after the end of the year. And they really enjoyed that.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, I guess my favorite creativity app at the moment, it's a real toss-up because it's a toss-up between Explain Everything and Book Creator. Explain Everything has probably been my favorite for quite some time.
Okay.
But Book Creator, I like the way it's you make your books and then it's in your iBooks sitting on the shelf looking at you, a book. And they look pretty spectacular, all the books sitting on a shelf. So if you get a class to do them and then they all send them and they all go on the one bookshelf, you're looking at all their completed works and there are lots of books to look through.
Uh-huh.
So Book Creator's lovely because you can put pictures in there, you can put videos in there, press a record button and record your voice really easily. It's a very simple program to use, you know, for all of primary or elementary school.
Do you think that a 7th or 8th grader would really enjoy that?
Yes, I do. I think they would. And Explain Everything, they brought out, there's an update that I haven't updated to because the new update, it has more features, but you know how sometimes more is too much?
Yes.
Yeah, and I thought if I updated all of what would happen would be that it would be too difficult. Because suddenly there were a whole lot of new features. And these features would be very good for year 7 and 8s. And probably 5 and 6s would like them. Probably maybe grades year 3 up would like them eventually. But it allows you to add and edit video and audio, and you can edit the audio and everything.
Really?
So it's got a lot more features in it than it used to have in Explain Everything. So that's very nice. So they're my two that I really like to work with. I think we could mention blogs and wikis, but I think they're a whole nother episode, don't you?
Absolutely, whole nother episode.
But they're great for creating and even great for sharing things that have been created by putting them on them. So we'll talk about those in another episode. We don't want people to be here too long, do we?
No, we don't. So what's our time right now?
Well, I think it's just about time that we probably finished our first episode, Rodney.
Already?
I think so. Doesn't time fly?
Oh, especially when you're having fun.
It certainly does. So I'd like to thank all our listeners for today for listening to us, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again in episode number 2. Thank you very much, Rodney, for today.
Well, thank you, Jenny. This has been absolutely awesome. I know that this is the beginning of a great podcast.
Have a look on our blog, which the address is, Rodney?
The address is au2az.podomatic.com.
Yeah.
Or you can actually reach it at au2az.techieturner.com.
Right. So there's a couple of ways to reach it. Actually, Rodney, the podcast is called au2az.
Oh. Okay. au2az.
Okay, bye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.